Let's kick it off on the right foot by getting moving. This is your 30-minute brisk walking workout with me, your walking coach, Michelle Stanton. If you're outside, turn down the volume or wear only one earbud for safety. If you're on the treadmill, attach that safety clip. Right now, we're taking it easy to prepare our bodies for exercise. Going out too fast or too hard right away can leave you feeling pretty awful. Muscles burning, gasping for air, or side stitches. So start slowly and you'll feel better and have more energy. Take a deep breath, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Easing into your workout gets your blood pumping and warms up your body. Make sure your shoulders are relaxed and your arms are swinging freely. By not going full steam ahead as soon as you head out the door or hop on the treadmill, you'll feel more energized during your workout and reduce your risk of injury. Let's gradually build up our speed by stepping it up to a moderate pace, going at a purposeful, I've got somewhere to be kind of stride. Now let's dial it up to brisk. Bend your arms and walk as if you're in a bit of a hurry, like you're late for an appointment. You're increasing effort, but you should still be able to speak in short sentences. Now enjoy the music and just go. How's it going? Remember to land on your heel, roll through your foot, and push off with your toes and the ball of your foot. Keep a nice, smooth stride. No bouncing up and down as you walk. feel your heart beating faster and faster. With every beat, it's getting stronger. Guess what? You just passed the halfway point of the workout. Woohoo! Stay strong. Are your joints and muscles feeling better now than at the start of your walk? That's because exercise pumps more blood to your muscles and lubricates your joints. Twenty minutes down, 10 to go. Remember to practice good posture as you walk. It actually helps to make walking a full body workout. Stand tall and pull in your abs. Bring your shoulders back and down. Instantly, you'll look slimmer. every minute, you're getting slimmer, firmer, and stronger. Just imagine how good your new and improved body is going to look and feel. Did you know that you are on your way to lowering your risk of diabetes? Walking 30 minutes a day can cut your risk of diabetes by 30%. If you already have diabetes, walking can help you manage it and avoid some of its complications. These are just some of the many benefits to be had from walking. It's time to slow your pace and let your body recover. Nice and easy, taking some deep breaths. Inhale as you take four steps and exhale for four steps. Like this. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Breathing in time with your steps is a great way to relax. You've done an amazing job today. I am so proud of you for making a commitment to yourself and for doing something so good for your body. See you soon.